time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Corbin Burns met with the media following the Orioles' win over the Brewers on Sunday afternoon.
You described that kind of as a grind.
Yeah, pretty much from the first hitter on. I've done a great job of giving up runs in the first inning for the first four starts, if you want to pick something. So, just was never really comfortable out there all day. Didn't execute anything real well. So it was definitely having to grind through it. Made some big pitches, got on some jams. Also gifted him a couple runs. So, but overall, just proud of the way they were able to kind of stick with it and grind through it and get through five.
Corbin, that lineup has been tough kind of all weekend. What is it about that Brewers lineup that makes them so tough each time to go against them?
Yeah, they got a good approach up there right now. They understand what the other guy on the mound's doing. They do a good job of not chasing a ton and putting good swings on balls that are mistakes. So made a couple mistakes earlier the first two hitters, and then after that we able to kind of limit some big damage and like I said, grinding through it. Pitch count was up just because they didn't chase a ton and I didn't execute very well today. So, all in all, it was a positive outing to get through five and limit the damage and give us a chance to win.
Is it all facing the lineup of guys that you know so well?
No. For me, I'm going out there and I got a plan, and I'm going to go out and attack the zone and do what I can and execute pitches. And today we just didn't execute enough pitches. It's a similar type of scrappy feeling lineup that we faced in the Royals was it last week. So, they're doing what they can to try to minimize the strikeouts, put the ball in play, and see what happens. And when you don't have your best stuff and you can't execute, it makes it a little bit tougher.
Are you surprised how much they were running?
No, that's what they got to do. They're the small ball type of team. Obviously, they got some guys that are up there, take some big swings. But these young guys they have coming up, and some of the guys that they traded for are kind of the smaller, scrappier, run and gun type of offense. So we knew that coming in, and easiest way to combat that is to let it get on base, and I wasn't able to do that today.
You had some of your best fastball velocity of the season today. Were you aware of that, or did you feel different, or where did it come from?
I'll take the quote from Craig. As things start to heat up, the fastball get a little better.
Were you aware of the three disengagements?
Yep. Yeah, that's something I've done. I did a couple times last year as well. Perkins is a guy that's going to steal a lot of bags. He's quick over there. Always gets a big lead. So had I made a couple better pickoff throws, we could have got him there. But, that's going back to me. Partly talking about giving away runs, gave them free base there, and then obviously they had the double steal to kind of steal the run there, and I think that was the fourth inning. For me, that's in my mind, that's a gift. We not only fell behind 2-0 and give Perkins a hit, then you give him second base and double steal of home. It's what they're trying to do. It's that if you look at their offensive handbook, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to run and gun and steal some runs in the can, and that's what they really do.
How happy are you for Jackson?
Yeah, I know he was pressing a lot. 20 years old, I was still in college, and he's in the big league, so I can't say I know what it feels like at 20 years old because I don't. But just the expectations that he's had, obviously I've been through a little bit of that, so I know what he's going through, and it's not from a lack of trying. He's been trying his ass off to try to get a hit, so I was happy to see him do it. Good base running to get the third on that. Made some good plays at second base today, so he's going to be all right. He's just fine.